Welcome in Mike Jacobson, the chairperson of the CRA committee, the Community Redevelopment Authority for the City of North Platte. Mike, appreciate you taking some time for us. Good to see you in the studio again.
Always great to be here.
Now, Mike, we were talking with Mayor Kelleher on Wednesday about the Sustainable Beef Project, and Mayor Kelleher was able to clear some things up about where we're at with this project, but blessed to have you here in the studio to give us an update as the chairperson of the CRA for, is it 20-plus years now?
Yes, I think I'm about 23. I think I got about two more years to hit 25, and that may be the last of what I'm going to do.
Is there a term limit on that one?
There should be.
So Mike, give us an update on where we're at with this Sustainable Beef Project. We're closer to the finish line than the start, but we're not quite to that finish line by any stretch of the imagination.
No, that's exactly right. And one thing I want to make really, really clear here is that the city and everyone through this process has been nothing but supportive of sustainable beef. Every vote that's occurred, starting with the CRA, the Planning Commission, and the City Council, and then back again to the CRA, every vote has been unanimous in mm-hmm. favor of everything we've done. To put it in a nutshell, what's happening at this point is Sustainable Beef is doing their capital raise. They're trying to raise the equity that they need to be able to get the funding to build this plant. As part of this process, part of the funding was to apply for tax increment financing, which mm-hmm. is handled by the CRA. So the CRA went through that process, did our due diligence, and we recommended through the redevelopment plan, I want you to put in italics plan, the redevelopment plan got submitted to the Planning Commission for their review, came back unanimous. We then forwarded it to the City Council for their confirmation and for them to approve the redevelopment plan. The City Council approved it unanimously. Now, there was an amendment offered because part of the redevelopment plan was that there would be language in there regarding odor mitigation. And I was assured by the Sustainable Beef organizers, who are the people that are involved with it today, they will not necessarily be the owners long term, but they're the organizers. They assured us that there was not going to be an odor issue. We actually flew a group out to Cuna, Idaho to review their plant mm-hmm. and concluded that the odor was very, very manageable. So we ultimately agreed through the redevelopment plan that we would be looking at odor standards that would be at the same standard as the Cuna, Idaho plant.
And I want to bring up, too, the group of individuals that went out there to the Idaho plant included our mayor, two city council representatives, Ty Lucas in Ward 2, Brad Garrick in Ward 3, and then David Fudge off the Planning Commission. So a good representation of appointed elected officials throughout a variety of city, I would say, levels.
Correct. That's correct. And it was important to the CRA for those decision makers to get on site, give us their thumbs up that they were comfortable with the mitigation plan. So we put in the redevelopment plan to have that. There was an amendment offered by Councilman Reeker to eliminate all the odor standards. There was discussion that showed that it was likely not going to pass. He appropriately withdrew that motion and then voted with everyone else, and it was unanimously approved. The plan was unanimously approved with the odor mitigation standards in it. Okay, why is that important? Because the next step now is the redevelopment contract.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the redevelopment contract is basically taking the general terms in the plan and then getting the details put in place, and at that point in time is generally when we're ready to go ahead and issue the TIF bond. So at this stage of the game, what we're waiting on is we're trying to get all of the Cuna, Idaho language into that redevelopment plan.
Okay.
But that's not holding anything up. Right now, Sustainable Beef and the mayor has worked very closely with David Briggs, who's the CEO, and I might add the only officer of Sustainable Beef. He is the person making the decisions for Sustainable Beef,
mm-hmm.
David Briggs.
Out of Alliance.
Out of Alliance.
Yep.
The mayor and David have been in negotiations. I've been in discussions, and Mike Bacon is the attorney for Sustainable Beef and also represents the CRA.
As a TIF lawyer, right?
Out of Gothenburg, correct. And so at this point, I've just sat back to let them negotiate through what they want in the contract, and then it'll come back to me as chair of the CRA. We'll schedule a CRA meeting, and we'll approve the contract and be prepared to have the contract signed.
And that will be a public meeting, too, that would take place at City Hall, correct?
It'll be an open meeting,
yes.
Yes. And I would tell you that at the end of the day, we had heard some rumblings that somehow there was a concern about a delay by the city and the CRA, so the mayor immediately got a hold of David Briggs to say, hey, am I missing something here? I thought everything's good. And David said, yes, everything is good. We're fine. That right now his focus is raising the rest of the capital that they need to build the plant.
And so I believe the mayor said the other day they're kind of in a situation where they're one phone call away from having that done.
I think that's right. I think they're very, very close, and I hope they can get the funding raised. And if they can get that last piece of it done, then we can very quickly go ahead and put the plan in place. There is absolutely nobody's on a different page. We are on exactly the same page. David is, the mayor is, and I am.
And I've been very impressed, too, with Mayor Kelleher in his first term. He has had encountered a lot of big things that are going to go down in the history books for the city of North Platte, Mr. Jacobson. And he's done a tremendous job in handling them. And he said on Wednesday that he and Mr. Briggs pretty much talk every other week. So that's another example of how Mayor Kelleher is out on the forefront, as our mayor, with this, helping to make sure it's done and helping business come to North Platte.
That's exactly right. And let me also be really clear that many people have asked about the CRA and what's their role. And the fact of the matter is the CRA is the Community Redevelopment Authority. We are the ones who are charged with running the TIF program. It does take approval of a TIF project. A redevelopment plan must be approved by the City Council. The redevelopment plan does, not the contract, but the plan. But all of us there are five members on the CRA. We are appointed by the mayor, mm-hmm. confirmed by the council. We serve 5-year terms and we're subject to reappointment.
And the CRA is made up too of very similar to the Planning Commission, very much made up of professionals in the business. You have yourself in the banking side. You have Mr. Stefka, who's an expert in the real estate side. Longtime community member and business leader, Mr. Lucas, as well. And then you have an attorney representation on there, too. And I'm missing one individual.
Also, Edie Patterson, also yes. Businesswoman and former businesswoman here in North Platte.
Yeah, correct. Longtime community member also.
So. Exactly.
So it's a committee of quote-unquote professionals that in a lot of ways, in some situations, serves as a recommending body, too, for the city council from
correct.
Time to time.
No, that's exactly right, and I would just tell you that I've always made it clear every time a new mayor is elected, I make it a point to sit down with the mayor and say, if you want me to continue to serve as the CRA chair, I will. If you would prefer to have someone else, I'd be willing to step down, because I think the relationship between the mayor and the chair of the city the CRA is very, very important. Here's a situation on this particular case where how this thing ultimately gets done. If the odor standards for some reason were too tough and that they didn't get capital raised, that would be a problem. At the same time, this thing gets done and there are no odor standards, that would be a problem. The mayor's trying to really be balanced in his approach. He wants to do what's best for North Platte, which includes bringing sustainable beef here. So I would tell you that I've deferred to his guidance in what will be something he wants, and then carry that through with the CRA, because at the end of the day, if there's any problems, the mayor's the one that's going to get blamed or get the credit. But generally, the credit doesn't come. Usually, the blame comes, but the credit usually doesn't come quite as hard, you know?
Part of the territory, unfortunately.
It is part of the territory. So again, he has worked very, very closely with David Briggs, continues to work very closely with David Briggs. And frankly, I've stood on the sidelines, have heard nothing from anyone other than the mayor and Mike Bacon. But I'm sitting back, letting them get through that process. And when Mike Bacon, or when David Briggs says we want to get the plan completed, we'll complete it.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mr. Jacobson, is there anything else you'd like to add today on behalf of the Community Redevelopment Authority?
No, I think that this, again, the only thing I might add is that as we mentioned before, when we approved the CRA, we approved the TIF contract or the redevelopment plan, which would allow for them to get the $21.5 million in a TIF bond, that we said that was the end of the beginning, okay? there's a long path ahead here. Mm-hmm. Well, let me also tell you that when they get their funding, and I'm going to be very positive about this, and that is when they get their funding raised.
Mm-hmm. Not if, when.
Yeah, but when they get their funding raised and when this thing goes under construction and they get into the hiring phase, we're going to have housing here in North Platte. And I'm going to tell you that there are people, and some on the city council, unfortunately, who believe that housing's just going to sprout up because there's a bunch of $50,000 jobs that get brought here. Now, let me just give you some quick math to think about. If you're going to buy a home, the general rule of thumb, and it won't be as good as this as interest rates go higher, is 3 times your annual income. Mm-hmm. So you get a $51,000 a year job, $150,000 home. You can't build a new home for $150,000. Unfortunately, we used to think you could do it for about $225,000. It's moving closer to $275,000. So run the math. That means you need $100,000 a year to be able to afford a brand new home today, given what cost structure is. These homes are not going to get built in any major numbers unless we're prepared to provide some additional incentives. And I'm not just saying it's TIF. I think it's like solving the U.S.'s energy problem. It's going to take all sources. There's going to have to be a number of ways to play this. There's going to have to be some interest reductions. There's going to have to be some other subsidies like shot in the arm. I think there's going to have to be TIF. I think there's going to have to be maybe some other discounts along the way.
A lot of tools in the toolbox.
We've got to use all the tools. And mm-hmm. I think it's important everybody focus that we can build this wonderful plant and bring this great employer and not get the benefit because we don't get people to move here.
Yeah.
Everything in that analysis that was done by Ernie Goss.
World-renowned Ernie Goss.
Exactly. Me. Was all predicated on the fact that we're going to get the rest of this done as well.
Mm-hmm. And the housing continues to be a very, very hot topic and a very big issue nonetheless. And one thing I want to bring up, too, is you're a quote-unquote expert in the banking industry as the CEO of Nebraska Land National Bank. You said interest rates probably going to go up, too. I mean, they've already started to go up on mortgages, didn't they, as of last week?
Sure. I think right now, a 30-year mortgage now is 4% or over 4%, and 15 years are well into the threes. You know, you could get 15-year mortgages in the twos, and at one point here, 30-year mortgages were in the low threes. So we're up about 100 basis points or a full percentage point. And just keep that in mind that when you start moving interest rates higher, it impacts affordability of housing because
sure.
you have a much bigger payment due to the higher interest costs. So mm-hmm. so it is a problem. The Federal Reserve is suggesting that there will be probably 100, 125 basis point increase in 2022 alone and probably more into 2023. So we will expect interest rates to probably begin to normalize. And when that happens, you know, mortgage rates could be in that 5% plus range. That's going to have a big impact on affordability, along with the supply chains that are causing all these lumber shortages. Lumber
yeah.
prices up, everything's up. It's a matter of getting
everything involving building that house.
I have
two friends that spent 2 months of overrun waiting for stuff to show up and still moved in with the windows boarded up because they couldn't get windows here
yet.
Bottom line, if we want to support sustainable beef, we need to support them in a holistic fashion. That means support them with getting this thing built and supporting them with bringing in the housing infrastructure and the labor infrastructure that we need for them to be successful.
Mike Jacobson, Community Redevelopment Authority Chairperson, joining us here on KODY's Mugs of the Morning. Mike, as always, we appreciate the time. We'll welcome you back inside the studio probably sometime, I would think, in early March, in one of your different hats in the studio as the chairperson of the Airport Authority. So look forward to that.
I look forward to doing that, and I also look forward to getting rid of some of these hats.
you've got a closet full.
I do.
Very good.
Thanks for stopping by, Mike.
Thanks, gentlemen.